From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Brand. Audrey Matat reports in the Greenville Pioneer that when classes begin next week, many Greene County schools will have school resource officers walking the halls. The Greenville Central School District is spending $55,000 for the presence of an ununiformed armed Greene County Sheriff's Deputy, William Wyatt, this year. Greenville Superintendent of Schools Tammy Sutherland wrote, and I quote, "Coming to the district with both road and SRO experience, Deputy Wyatt has previously worked for the Catskill Police Department and the Athens Police Department, where he was assigned as an SRO for the Coxsackie Athens School District before joining the Greene County Sheriff's Office. Having completed both basic school resource officer and basic police juvenile officer training, Deputy Wyatt will focus on building positive relationships with students and adults, providing character education and prevention programs while incorporating an additional level of security for each of our buildings," end quote. The Greene County Sheriff's Office has been trying to get taxpayer money from the Greene County Legislature to put more officers in schools. But on August 13th, the Greene County Legislature's Public Safety Committee voted against adding officers. The Carroll Durham and Wyndham Ashland Jewett Central School Districts have sought contracts with the Greene County Sheriff's Office for SROs, Catskill Schools hire security officers, Coxsackie Athens School already has an officer, and Hunter Tannersville was not interested in the program. Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. The River Reporter writes about the candidate forum August 29th in Calicoon with incumbent Republican Congressperson John Faso and Democrat challenger Antonio Delgado. Sponsored by the New York League of Conservation Voters Education Fund, the Friends of the Upper Delaware River, the Coalition of the Delaware River Watershed, and the Delaware Highlands Conservancy, the forum focused on the environment. Faso bragged about helping to obtain funding for the Upper Delaware Council and aiding in efforts to get $5 million in funding this year for the Delaware River Conservation Act. Delgado spoke about the need for alternative energy in the district. Discussion of the farm bill, though, highlighted the differences between the candidates. Faso said, and I quote, "Most of the issues have to do with SNAP and enhanced work rules for SNAP," end quote, which Faso supported and which will lower the number of people eligible for food stamps. He added, and I quote, "But leaving that aside, I do think we're going to compromise on that, and some of these issues are going to get compromised out," end quote. Delgado called the cuts in food stamps, and I quote, "cruel," end quote. He said, and I quote, "With all of the hunger and the pain that people are feeling out there right now, the food deserts that people have to endure, why are we going about figuring out how to make it more difficult to eat for those people? I don't get it," end quote. Read the full story in the River Reporter. Salvador Rizzo in the Washington Post fact-checks the Congressional Leadership Fund's new attack ad against Rhinebeck-based Democrat Antonio Delgado, who is running for the U.S. House seat now held by John Faso, a Republican who lives in Kinderhook. The Washington Post gives the ad four Pinocchios and says it is largely false. The ad does not focus on Delgado's positions on issues. Instead, it is all about Delgado's 2006 hip-hop album. It claims the lyric, "Dead presidents can't represent me," have Delgado attacking our democracy and mocking our values, when actually dead presidents is rap slang for money. Read the full story in the Washington Post. David Lombardo reports in Capital Confidential that attorneys for President Donald Trump say the U.S. Constitution Supremacy Clause does not allow New York to sue him, his children, and the Trump Foundation. New York Attorney General Barbara Underwood sought a lawsuit in June in state Supreme Court alleging the president's foundation broke charity laws using donated money for his campaign. Attorneys representing the Trump Foundation moved to dismiss the action August 30th. The legal site LawShelf says, and I quote, "Since the president holds an important federal office and is responsible for executing the supreme law of the land, President Trump's attorneys argued that a state court decision adverse to him would appear to take precedence over him," end quote. The attorney general's office must respond by October 4th, and a conference with the judge in the case will happen a week later. Attorney General spokesperson Amy Spitalnick said, and I quote, "We won't back down from holding President Trump and his associates accountable for their flagrant violations of New York law," end quote. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.